For WVLT News, I'm Dave Riggins.
Thank you, David. This news has been brought to you by Quantrell Cadillac, Volvo, Porsche, Audi, 1490 New Circle Road at 7:05, the 26th of November, 1984. And before me now is a newspaper article from the Lexington Herald dated Wednesday, November 26, 1947. The headline reads, New Station on the Air Today. Lexington's fourth radio station, WVLK, went on the air at 6 o'clock this morning. Broadcasts are being made from studios in the Lafayette Hotel and in the Logan Helm Memorial Library in Versailles. The station is owned by the Bluegrass Broadcasting Company, of which A.B. Chandler is president, Roy G. Williams vice president, and Colvin P. Rouse secretary treasurer. The station will operate 24 hours a day on 1,000 watts at 590 kilocycles. The executive offices and program continuity, bookkeeping, and traffic departments are located in Versailles, and the news, promotion, and sales offices in the Lafayette Hotel. Broadcasting studios are in both headquarters, and the station's four-tower antenna is located on the Yarnleton Ironworks Pike. 25 persons will be employed by the station, which is a Mutual Broadcasting System affiliate. They include W.D. McCamish, Lexington General Manager Edwin L. Rogers, Washington, D.C. Program Director, Miss Betty Ann Giannacchio, Lexington Commercial Continuity Director, and Miss Margaret Middledorf, Florence, Promotion Director.
From the home of the happy one, here comes Artie K.
Jack Patty welcoming you back into second cup of coffee time on the JP Show from the mighty 590. Those words, of course, Artie K's infamous welcome into each hour. Now, for those of you who were not from Lexington, didn't grow up here, didn't spend 20 years listening to WVLK, this song is Opus 1 by Tommy Dorsey. But for those of us who grew up on Artie K, we knew this song as Artie's theme song. Now to introduce our first record of Second Cup of Coffee Time, here he is, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Artie K.
The Partridge Family. And I think I love you.
Oh, I think I love you.
The Partridge Family, and I think I love you. Big number four sound here on Mighty 590 WVLK.
Thank you, Artie. I stand in awe of this man. He was such a legend here in Lexington Broadcasting for 20 years, the morning man here at WVLK. Artie actually came to VLK in 1952 after being a very popular disc jockey across the street at what was then WKLX Radio. 47 was the year that VLK went on the air, but in 1952, Mr. Garvis Kincaid bought the station. There were three, I guess, premier air personalities who were working for the competition, WKLX, and they were Artie K, Ted Grizzard, and Claude Sullivan. Well, you know what happened. They all three came from KLX to WVLK, and we're going to be hearing more about Artie and Claude and Ted Grizzard coming up this hour. November 26, 1947 was the day VLK signed on the air, and we're saluting the last 37 years of fine radio broadcasting this morning. Also, some more birthdays to pass along to you this morning. Krista Green of Versailles is 5 years old today. Eddie Peters of Richmond is 45. David Adams is 16 today. Evelyn Williams, celebrating her birthday today. Mrs. Faye Fightmaster is 94 years old today. Stacy Grisham was 7 years old yesterday. Dana Soretsky was 9 yesterday. And Michael Cooper, a student at Bluegrass School, was 12 years old yesterday. Our birthday greetings going out to those folks this morning. By the way, a listener called and told me, I did not know this, but December 1st is Artie K's birthday. Here's Artie K once again doing a commercial for Knick Knack. Here's Artie.
Knick Knack time, Knick Knack time. Now is the time to eat out.
Eat out.
And eating out is no fun without.
Knick Knack, picnic with Knick Knack.
Yes, it's picnic knack time. Every outing or backyard picnic calls for fresh, delicious Knick Knack chips to add zip and zest to the party. Make picnic time knick-knack time, and be sure to include some of the new knick-knack products. Crisp, tasty knick-knack potato wrinkles, knick-knack cheese corn roast sticks, and knick-knack corn chips. all with that extra fresh, extra tempting knick-knack flavor. Remember, it's picnic snack time with knick-knack.
Sports shorts.
Well, tickets will go on sale Wednesday here in Lexington for University of Kentucky's football game against the University of Wisconsin for the Hall of Fame Bowl. The game in Birmingham, Alabama on December 29th will be the first between the two schools. Whether you're shopping for holiday fashions for yourself or for holiday giving, you can find just what you're looking for at Logan's of Midway, Georgetown, and Nicholasville. Logan's has investment dressing for both men and women, like men's famous maker suits, usually $225, now just $159.90. Men's 100% wool or Dak wool blazers by Palm Beach, usually $145 for just $99. Fine men's corduroy slacks, usually $35, now just $24.90. Pair those up with solid color wool sweaters for only $19.90, usually $35. For the ladies, Logan's has fantastic holiday values like Cross Creek activewear. Choose from shirts, slacks, and jackets, all 20% off. Select sportswear by Richard Evans and Lady Thompson, reduced from 20 to 33 and 1/3% off. And find this season's newest colors in dressy blouses, the entire stock now 20% off. For all your holiday festivities and gift giving, choose investment dressing from Logan's of Midway, Georgetown, and Nicholasville. Your MasterCard, Visa, and American Express are welcome, and so are you. Kay Wood Ledford comments on sports next.
Hardee's presents A Disney Christmas, starring
me, Mickey Mouse, and the whole gang from my movie, Mickey's Christmas Carol.
And now, only at Hardee's, you can get your very own Mickey Mouse, Minnie Mouse, Goofy, Donald Duck, or Uncle Scrooge stuffed toy from the movie for only $1.99 plus tax when you buy any sandwich, fries, and Coke at the regular price. You love all five of these cuddly Disney characters, each one dressed in their very own special Christmas costume. They make great gift values for kids of all ages. So come in and start collecting your very own Disney stuffed toys for only $1.99 each. They're cute, they're cuddly, and they're only at Hardee's. Collect all five, one each week.
And have your very own Mickey's Christmas with me, Mickey Mouse, and the whole gang.
It's all here at Hardee's.
At participating Hardee's, while supplies last, prices may vary.
Kaywood Comments is brought to you by Cusick Chevrolet. They've got your ticket to ride on Versailles Road, Highway 60 in Frankfort. Here's Kaywood.
Catfish, the Kentucky Wildcats open a new basketball season tomorrow.
You get ready to make your move. You waited that long enough. You know where you're gonna go, what it takes to get there. It's time to get the right stuff. You're getting ready to take your place. You're getting set to win the race. You got one more stop, cause you freak out. Your ticket's a ride and it's hot. Come on, move to Cusick. To Cusick. Cusick's got your ticket to ride and it's hot.
Cusick has your ticket to ride, and the price is hot. You'll find an invoice sale going on right now on all Renault Encores and Alliances. And that's not all. Cusick is offering 10.9 APR financing on Renault Encores and Alliance for a limited time. If you're looking for a new Chevrolet, see the 1985 lineup at Cusick Chevrolet, Versailles Road, Highway 60 in Frankfort.
Come on, move to Cusick. To Cusick. Cusick's got your ticket to ride, and it's hot.
The Kentucky Wildcats open the college basketball season in Rupp Arena tomorrow night against the Toledo Rockets. This is a young, inexperienced UK team, and Coach Joby Hall doesn't quite know what to expect.
Okay, well, I'm not real sure, and we haven't had a chance to scout Toledo, although we know quite a bit about them from last year. They have not played this season. They did not have preseason scrimmages such as we had, so there was no opportunity to get to see them play. But they return all five starters from last year. They're a team that is picked to win their conference this season. We know that they're sound both offensively and defensively, and that's going to be a real challenge for us. We're young, inexperienced, and we're not sound offensively and defensively. And we're just going to have to win on hustle if we win this ball game.
If Kentucky has to go out and beat Toledo on hustle, how important is it for the Wildcats to come away a winner?
I think it's very important for a young ball club to develop a little bit of confidence, and wins will do that for them. To get beat early in the season, to get a real drubbing early in the season could cause them to lose their confidence, and that would be a problem the rest of the year. I don't want to see that happen. I think it's very important that we get off on the right foot.
If Kentucky doesn't get off on the right foot against Toledo, it might be a long dry spell. The Cats hit the road Saturday, going to Purdue to face the tough Boilermakers. Tomorrow, the new season begins for the Wildcats. This is Kaywood Ludford.
Thank you, Kaywood. In just a moment, we're going to be hearing from a man who I know was a very, very good friend of yours, Claude Sullivan. But first of all,
WBLK weather.
Increasing cloudiness, a high in the mid to upper 60s today. Tonight, cloudy, a 30% chance of showers developing toward morning, a low around 50 degrees. The outlook for tomorrow is cloudy, a 60% chance of showers and a possible thunderstorm, and a high around 55. Checking our rainbow radar, no precipitation. Most sections of Kentucky report partly to mostly cloudy skies. Parts of southeastern Kentucky continue to observe clear skies this morning. However, temperatures remain mild with readings mostly in the 40s and 50s. Again, in the southeast, however, the thermometer has dipped below the freezing mark. Partly to mostly cloudy skies, mild temperatures will continue throughout the early morning hours. Checking Montgomery County, our friends in Mount Sterling report in this morning with 42 degrees. Here in Lexington, partly cloudy, 55% relative humidity, southeast winds at 9, barometer 30.13 and rising. Partly cloudy right now, 43 degrees. Claude Sullivan. It would not be an overstatement to describe Claude Sullivan as a legend in broadcasting in the state of Kentucky. Claude was at KLX from 1948 to 1952, WKLX radio, and as we mentioned, Ted Grizzard and Artie Kay and Claude Sullivan all came to WVLK in 1952. Claude Sullivan became the voice of the University of Kentucky Wildcat football and basketball teams on the Standard Oil Blue and White Network. In addition to that, he did high school games, Ted Grizzard providing the color on those broadcasts. Now, 1963, Claude went to Cincinnati to become a sports announcer for the Cincinnati Reds radio network with Wade Hoyt. And 2 years later, Claude became the main announcer with Jim McIntyre assisting. Even during the time from 63 until 4 years later when Claude died in 1967 at the very young age of 42, he continued to have an office here at the WVLK studios, or actually in the Phoenix Hotel, continued to come back in the off-season and both do UK as well as high school sports here on WVLK. Okay. Claude, there will never be another one. Ralph Hacker and I were listening to this tape that I'm going to play for you the other day in his office, and just to illustrate the kind of respect that Claude had not only with the listeners but with the broadcasting industry, Ralph Hacker told me as we listened to that tape, he said, if I could only be a tenth as good as this man was, I'd be the happiest man in the world. We're going to go back to 1962 for this. Ralph Hacker will set it up for you. The game between the University of Kentucky and Auburn as called by Claude Sullivan, and there is a member of the UK basketball team at that time. I'm sure you're going to recognize many names. One in particular is that of a young man named Scotty Basler.
On February 26, 1962, the Wildcats traveled to Auburn, Alabama for a game that would clinch a share of the SEC championship. Although beating the Tigers on their home court was something many believed could not be done, the opening minutes began to change everybody's mind.
Here it is, the toss to tip to Percival of Kentucky, just in front court for the Wildcats, who sets it up. He kicks it over to Scotty Basler, down the right side tonight, back to Basler. Moving to the right, looks on the baseline, Roberts lays it in beautifully. Here is Chapman in front court for Auburn against Larry Percival. On the top of the slot, 25 feet straight away, he fields one down the left side to Tinker, who shoots from the left baseline, no good. Roberts rebounding, hit Fellhouse in the back with it. He picked it up, though, and now it's to Percival, back to Basler. Basler holding it outside, the middle is cleared against the Auburn zone. Moving to the right with a pass to Nash. Down the side, 20-footer by Nash. It's good. Two shots, and the Cats lead 4-0.
With the help of a voiceful crowd, Auburn kept coming back. We pick up the action with just 38 seconds remaining in the first half. And an unbelievable last shot effort.
Scotty Basler moves into front court for the Wildcats of Kentucky. Gives it over to Percival. Back to Basler. To Percival on the left to Roberts. He's open from 15 feet. Got it. And Roy Roberts gets his second field goal of the game to give Kentucky a 32-27 lead. There are 21 seconds to go in the half. In front court for Auburn, Chapman against Percival. Gives on the right side to Kirkland, who turns to face Nash 22 feet away. Gives it over to Helmlinger. Left side, Chapman. Blackwell down in the middle of the court. The ball to Tinker. Outside, Helmlinger against Fellhouse. Drives to the baseline. 5 seconds to go as he gives to Tinker, and the shot no good. Misses everything, and is out of bounds. Nope. Rebounding Blackwell. Blackwell picks the ball up about 16 or 17 feet to the left of the basket. Without even looking, banked it into the backboard, into the basket. Good. And reduces the Kentucky halftime lead to 3 points.
With only seconds remaining in the game, Wildcat Cotton Nash, playing his first varsity year for the Cats, fouled out with 30 points. Kentucky was leading 63-58. The final seconds were somewhat confusing, but in the end, made no difference.
Auburn has the ball, and they're pointing out now that there are 2 seconds difference in the two clocks. Which one is official, we do not know. Auburn on the attack. Kentucky's going to give them a field goal, and they let Chapman go right down the middle and lay the field goal into the net. Basler refuses to put it in play. The ball game is over, and Kentucky has whipped Auburn here on the home floor, something the Southeastern Conference coaches said could not be done.
The Wildcats and a little-known fellow from Lake Charles, Louisiana, had won it 63-60. Here's what Adolph Rupp said about Cotton Nash prior to that 1961-62 year.
He's very clever. He's fast. He has a fine crossover step. He goes back to the basket with good speed. He can dribble. He's a fairly good defensive man. He's a very fine shooter, a fine free thrower. He could be one of Kentucky's all-time greats.
It wasn't Adolph Rupp's nature to make predictions like that. It wasn't Cotton Nash's nature to let him down. This is Ralph Hacker.
Boy, that just gives me cold chills. Claude Sullivan. What a great broadcaster he was. Claude's son, David Sullivan, later became the news director here at WVLK and is now doing very well broadcasting over the ESPN Sports Cable Television Network. Let's take our first check of Lexington traffic now, brought to you by Hex Discount Pharmacies with free citywide delivery in three convenient locations. Good morning, Captain Tech.
Good morning, Catfish.
How you doing?
All right, there, son. Looks like we're going to have a pretty nice day today. And this morning, good visibility and some small clouds up there around 3,000-4,000 feet. But it's going to be a good one, and I guess a lot of folks are back from that long holiday. Been on police channels here for a little while. I haven't reported anything at all. No accidents. We've been around the city and starting out early, but a few cars hitting the road here. Folks anxious to get back after long turkey weekend. We're coming over the Dave's Creek Interchange right now, which looks real good. I think we're just going out around the east end of the city right now while I listen to you reminisce a little bit. A lot of those names you call there, of course, I know very well, and a lot of them still around, too.
I'm having, I don't know that I've ever had this much fun. At least since the Hallgate little brother, I mean, you know, I'm having a good time this morning.
That's right. Well, it's reminiscent, brother. That's it. Well, I'll be listening to you there and what's going on and brings back some memories, too. So stay with it, and I'll get back with you with an update on Top Alex traffic.
This cool fall weather is the perfect time to catch a cold in the bluegrass. Cool evenings and mornings can give you the sniffles and sneezes. When this happens, remember Hex Discount Pharmacy. Hex is your complete discount pharmacy with registered pharmacists to fill all your prescription needs. And Hex Discount Pharmacy offers everyday low prices, a 10% senior citizens discount, and free citywide delivery. Hex Discount Pharmacy, three convenient locations, 1209 New Circle Road, 2434 Nicholasville Road, and at Gardenside Plaza.
You've changed. But you still have nothing.
RC-100's got nothing.
Nothing.
No sugar and no caffeine.
Nothing but taste.
And now it's even got super sweet.
A taste that's nothing but great.
New Diet RC-100 still has nothing. No sugar, no caffeine, nothing but taste. And now Diet RC-100 has a NutraSweet blend. There's nothing like it.
Diet
RC-100's got nothing.
Nothing, nothing.
No sugar and no caffeine.
Nothing but taste.
And now it's even got super sweet.
A taste that's nothing but great.
Have nothing.
Nothing but taste.
Try caffeine-free RC-100 in regular and new diet. Now with a NutraSweet blend. There's nothing like it.
Nothing but taste.
Of the several reasons why you should buy a new Ball home now, think about number one, affordability. Ball Homes offers the best and most varied financing options you'll find anywhere, including our popular shared equity program and some 11.25% money. Check the Herald Leader Classified section for directions to not just one, but two different model home locations. And remember, affordability, a major reason to buy a new Ball home now.
See if you recognize this voice.
Man, a lot of people like boats. And they're buying boats right now at Lexington Outboard Marine because they are getting the lowest prices and the easiest terms. It's an autumn sale of boats and motors at Lexington Outboard Marine. These buyers are being smart, not only in saving 10 to 20% in buying before January 1st, but they still have 2 full months of honest-to-goodness boating pleasure. Now, your whole family will want you to buy your boat now, because each one of them will enjoy it. Lexington's only exclusive marine store, Lexington Outboard Marine on the Northern Belt Line, offers the most in savings, the lowest down payment, and the easiest terms. And there'll be no more prices as low as they are right now. So don't wait. Buy the boat you want and buy it now at Lexington Outboard Marine, just off North Limestone on the Northern Belt Line.
Northern Beltline, that dates it a little bit. Let's see if the captain recognizes that voice. This report brought to you by Pat Halloran Lincoln Mercury Subaru 608 New Circle Road. You know who that was, Captain?
That's Ted Gizzard there.
You got it.
I tell you what, I remember, now see, I can go back there and say, too, I remember Ted when he used to broadcast, he'll tell you this, up on Esplanade.
Years ago.
Yeah, Ted used to be up there, and he'd be standing up there in front of the bike, you know, a big old flat bike, and there was another guy that used to be, wanted to be in the broadcasting business, and he hung around and listened to him all the time, Jake Shabinsky, and never will forget him either.
Yes, old Jake.
Yeah, we'd go up there, and we'd listen to Ted, and that's when you put that hand up behind your ear. Now, Ted used to put his hand up behind his ear every once in a while there, you know. And
never knew why, though, did we?
No, I don't know. Maybe he had something to do with all this stuff back there, you know.
Ted came to town in 36.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
It was upstairs there over the, on the Esplanade. Well, and then, of course, he did the mail on the street. And he used to do it in the stores, too. See, he didn't stand on the street there. He used to do it in the very stores around town, sold the bread, you know. I used to hit him up for a loaf of bread every now and then. Matter of fact, I still got some of it.
Good for you.
Yeah, it's good.
We're going to have Ted and an old man on the street broadcast coming up within the next half hour.
Okay. Well, we're still doing all right on the traffic, and a lot of you still got your driving lights on there. Don't forget them. Sun's trying to get up over here. It's not got up above the horizon as yet, but it's on its way, and so are you. We're on Waller Avenue right now on the Broadway here. It's still looking good, so we don't have any delays. No accidents reported right now. No trains around the south end. We'll keep you posted. Stay with us. We're a 59 Air Traffic Report.
This is it. Our annual factory-authorized sale. This means Pat Halloran will sell 60 1984 Lincolns and Mercurys at $84 under factory invoice. Come in. We'll show you the invoice. You subtract $84 and drive it home. Nothing held back. Savings up to $5,000, including our protection package. Move up in class and down in price at Pat Halloran's factory-authorized $84 under invoice sale on 84 Lincolns and Mercurys.
It is 7:31. This news brought to you by Office Products Clearance Center. Here's Dave Riggins.
Good morning. William Schrader is completing his first night with a plastic pump where his heart used to be. Schrader, only the second man to receive such a permanent implant, is in critical but stable condition today. Just hours after his new heart was implanted, the 52-year-old grandfather had to be taken back into surgery so doctors could control excessive bleeding.
We're going to interview one fellow who did not work here, but in fact worked for one of the competitors of this radio station back in the early 50s, WKLX Radio. And he's one of the biggest names in Hollywood today in terms of television quiz show hosts, Mr. Tom Kennedy. Now, the reason that we thought it appropriate that Tom be here, the gentleman who Tom worked for in the early 50s was a gentleman who later became the station manager here at WVLK, Mr. Ted Grizzard. And Ted, of course, is Lexington Radio and was for many, many years. Good morning, Tom. Would you please start out this morning by telling us about your days in Lexington Radio?
They were great days. The way I came to Lexington, of course, I'm from Louisville. That's my hometown.
Mm-hmm.
And I had been going to the University of Missouri under the GI Bill of Rights, and my GI Bill ran out. So I came back home, and it finally dawned on me. I thought to myself, why don't you go to the University of Kentucky? After all, it's your home state.
Yeah.
The reason I had gone to the University of Missouri is because they had a radio station there that offered me a job, so I was able to work as well as go to college.
I see.
So I came to Lexington hoping that I could do the same thing, and I rolled into town and auditioned for, about three different radio stations. It was WKLX, WLEX, and WLAP.
Yeah.
And a fellow by the name of Claude Sullivan at WKLX kind of liked the audition and took me in and introduced me to a gentleman by the name of Ted Grizzard, who was the manager of the station. And before that day was over, I walked out with a job, and I was absolutely thrilled to death. I couldn't believe it. And it turns out that not only was it was one of the highlights of my life working there in Lexington, because that's where I met my wife, and that Ted Grizzard and Claude Sullivan and all the other folks that I worked for, had the pleasure of working for there, were some of the nicest people I had ever met. It was a great, great period of my life.
And when was that? What years did you work here?
1951. You weren't even born yet, Jack.
Now, after that, you did you not go from here straight to Los Angeles?
I went out there, and I stayed out for about 2 or 3 months, and I just couldn't find anything. So I came back to Lexington, and I came back to Ted Grizzard, and I said, well, I'm back. Well, I'm sorry, but your job is gone. It just so happens, though, I had a first-class radio telephone operator's license. So he was kind enough, though, to put me back on the payroll, but this time as an engineer.
Ah.
And I told him that I came home just long enough. I said, I came home, actually, to try to talk Betty's parents into letting us get married. Betty and I wanted to get married, but her parents didn't think it was such a good idea, and I don't blame them. She was like a sophomore in college and doing quite well. And so I stayed there working for about 3 or 4 months, and we were unsuccessful in convincing her parents, and so the two of us finally just eloped over in Indiana and then came on out to the West Coast anyway.
I sure appreciate you taking time out of your schedule to be with us this morning.
Jack, it's nothing but a pleasure. It seems like yesterday that I was there in Lexington, and I want you to give my best to Ted Grizzard and any of the other people who might be listening. But I want you to know that in my brief lifetime, I can tell you this, I have never found anyone more talented than that man. No one. I mean, no one holds a candle to Ted Grizzard. He is the greatest man. You give him a microphone and a camera,
and he goes
to deal with, and he's the greatest. I learned a great deal from that man.
Well, that's quite a compliment.
Jack, as you work with him, you just study him, because he's one of the best.
Thank you, Tom Kennedy. 16 away from 8, we're going to hear from Ted Grizzard in just a moment. First, though, traffic, a service of Good Samaritan Hospital, where caring people make the difference. Here's a captain.
We're not reporting any accidents, but the police have made a couple of traffic stops this morning, so you want to watch your speed limit, watch your illegal current. They've stopped the car over on Waller Avenue.